Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Once again, good afternoon to you. Welcome back, and thank you very much for sticking around. We are moving on to our next segment, and our next segment is with Pastor Chisuta Munali. He's our Ask a Pastor for this week. He's answering our questions, and our question for today, is it ever acceptable to withhold forgiveness from someone who hurts you deeply? Is it ever acceptable to withhold forgiveness from someone who hurts you deeply? That's our question for today. Pastor Munali, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon, everyone there.
Thank you very much, my pastor. Our question is clear for today. Is it ever acceptable to withhold forgiveness from someone who hurt you deeply?
Yes, let me start by saying I like starting answering questions by defining them.
Okay.
Yeah. When we talk about forgiveness, forgiveness means the conscious decision to let go of anger and resentment towards someone who has wronged you.
Okay.
Essentially releasing your desire for revenge and allowing yourself to move forward,
right,
without being held by the hurt they
right.
caused.
Right.
It is finding peace by not dwelling in the past.
Okay.
Now I'll say it is very much, it's not acceptable holding any grudge against somebody who has hurt you.
Okay.
The Bible emphasizes forgiveness as a core of a Christian value, teaching that we must forgive others as God has forgiven us.
Right.
God is unconditional forgiveness. Jesus is our role model. On the other hand, it's very much true that sometimes it seems so possible not to forgive other people.
Mm.
Because of what they have done in our lives.
Right.
Example, this is a person who is going out with your wife or your husband.
Hey.
This is a threat to your marriage. Here is a person, at one point you stayed under his roof, he was mistreating you.
Hey.
Now he's here needing for help.
Oh,
yeah. Here is a person who's saying bad things about you. Everything around you seems to be dangerous, and everything to you is not going well because of this person.
Right.
He made you fail at one point in life. Would you forgive such a person?
Right.
Historically, it seems impossible.
Right, right.
But when you look at the cross, when you survey the wondrous cross, redemptively, you let it go because of the cross.
Right.
Example given, we have this guy, Joseph. He managed to forgive his brothers.
Right.
There's this slave in Naaman's house in Syria. This slave girl would have just left when Naaman was busy itching himself, scratching himself. She was going to rejoice, to say, yes, continue punishing them. But she comes, she says, there is this healing somewhere. Go back to my land. She managed to forgive. So it's very much possible. It's not good. It's not advisable. According to Ellen White says, we cannot justify ourselves by holding our forgiveness from them that has hurt us so much.
Right.
We need to do just as the way Christ did. There are so many verses in the Bible that encourage us to forgive. We have the Lord's Prayer makes it clear. Forgive us our sins just as we do what?
Forgive those who trespass against us. Yes, sir.
Romans chapter 12, verse number 19 makes it also clear. Don't keep and don't revenge.
Mm.
Vengeance belongs to who?
To God.
To God.
Yes, sir.
Christ on the cross made it clear also. Father, forgive them, for they know what they what?
Not they are doing. What they are doing.
They don't know it. And when you forgive somebody, it just helps you. There are some benefits that you get.
Mm.
Keeping bitterness and resentment harms yourself more than the offender.
Right.
Choosing to forgive brings healing, peace, and restoration of relationships. We don't need to wait for somebody who has wronged us to come and apologize. But it's a core value as a Christian.
Mm.
That's the reason why Christ gave us the parable of the prodigal son. We forgive without a condition.
Right.
Yeah, because we follow Christ Jesus, our example.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Funis. Yo. Yeah, you know, Funis, when you quote texts like that and you just shut me up. You know, you take away all speculation away. You've totaled me, Funis. And Funis, if there's anything else you want to add, you can add. I'm perfectly satisfied. I don't know what's happening to me this week. You are just hitting, scratching right there where it itches. If there's anything else, Funis.
You know, in life we pass through a lot of challenges.
Right.
And you know, being a Christian is not easy. It's a journey.
Yes, Funis. Yes.
We meet mountains. We meet with the wind. But when we are faced with challenges, we need to be strong.
Yeah.
We need to know why we are called Christians.
Indeed.
That's the reason why Christ says, "I am the way." If he forgave, you need to forgive.
Yes.
If he was hurt, people will hurt us.
Yeah.
So whenever we are faced with a challenge, our duty is just to do what Christ did.
Yeah.
I think that's what I had for today.
Lovely. Lovely. Mm-hmm. Funis, thank you very much for your time and your remarkable comments. You just hit the nail on the head. Thank you very much, Funis. Oh, may God continue to bless you and help you to bring these beautiful answers through. Brilliant stuff. Thank you very much, Mfundis. Have a wonderful day further.
And Mahmoud, work well. Thanks so much.
All right. That's our Ask a Pastor this week. He is hitting them all out of the park. My goodness, all his answers. They just shut me up. Pastor Chisuta Munani, our pastor. I want to keep this pastor for longer.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.